Welcome to the Count Sports Podcast, Episode 5. I'm joined by my co-hosts, Ryan and Michael. We're going to be ranking the top 32 running backs in the NFL. Last episode, we did the tight ends, we did the receivers. Now we're going to do running backs. Next episode,
let's go.
Quarterbacks.
Let's go.
Number one, I think this is unanimous, man. He's Mr. 2,000 all-purpose yards, 1,000 rushing, 1,000 receiving in Carolina, unfortunately. Christian McCaffrey.
CMC. I got CMC as well. He already gave the stats, man. This guy literally carries the load.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had the 18th best line, so it's not really that good. And he was still averaging 4.8 yards per carry. He's a beast.
He's an Iron Man. He's played every single game in his career, which is rare because running backs don't last in this league. You know, like Todd Gurley looked like he's going to be amazing, and then all of a sudden he's average. Running backs don't seem to last, but Christian McCaffrey has been an Iron Man, never got hurt. And he's putting up better numbers every year.
And he's had, in those 3 years, 2,739 yards receiving. He's averaging nearly, 900 yards.
Could he get 10,000 rushing yards and 10,000 receiving in his career?
I think he'll fall short. I think he'll have 7,000, maybe 8,000. But he's going to be on pace for about 700, 800 yards receiving every year. And that's just remarkable.
Yeah, definitely a great.
But you gotta give credit to Le'Veon Bell because everyone wanted to be Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christian McCaffrey came.
And you can
from
argue.
Le'Veon Bell.
You can argue Christian McCaffrey's. You know he's doing what Le'Veon Bell does it, but better. But Le'Veon Bell was winning games. You know what I mean?
Oh,
he was doing that on a winning football team.
Yeah.
So I would take prime Le'Veon.
But he had when Christian came in, Cam was on the decline.
Yeah,
Cam was on the decline.
And they had Bridgewater.
Yeah. Well, blame T.J. Watt for targeting his shoulder.
Kyle Allen as well. But Christian McCaffrey became the third player ever to have 1,000 rushing and receiving. He joins Roger Craig and Marshall Faulk. Pretty elite group there.
Marshall.
One Hall of Famer. All right, number two, I got Saquon Barkley, man. Unless you guys have anything else to say.
No, I you got Saquon at two?
I do.
Well, why do you got him at two? Like what's so special about Saquon Barkley?
Okay. He had 1,000 yards last year, and he only played 13 games. He averaged 4.6 yards per carry, and we all know the Giants have a bad offensive line, right?
They do.
When running backs put up good numbers with bad offensive lines, that's how you know you got a gem.
All right. I got the freak, Ezekiel Elliott at number two. I'm tired of this disrespect on Ezekiel Elliott. Like the last couple years, last year, I don't know, everyone's like, oh, he had a down year. Well, the Cowboys blame Dak Prescott.
He
had 5,000
yards.
Blame
the coach.
Yeah, you could blame Jason Garrett. You could blame Jason Garrett, but every game they were down. That's why his numbers dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Out of four seasons with the Dallas Cowboys, he's got 5,405 yards. And 40 touchdowns.
He's on ridiculous pace right now.
40 touchdowns. He's getting 10 touchdowns averaging a season and 1,100 yards.
He keeps that up. When did he come into the league? Do we know?
I think this is going to be his fifth year.
I
remember the draft. I think he went fifth overall or fourth. Dolphins had the 11th pick. I wanted him to drop so bad.
Oh, yeah. Coming out, he was so scary. Just watch how I watched him at Ohio State. He's hungry this year. And obviously with all those receivers, they're going to run the ball a lot this year too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to expect a lot of passing. They need to run the ball more if they want to make the playoffs.
Yeah, he had 1,357 rushing yards last year with 12 rushing touchdowns.
Still the best player in the Dallas Cowboys. Feed him.
1,600 yards his rookie season. He's extremely consistent. The only knock I have on him is he has an incredible offensive line. But he's still a good running back regardless, I think.
Yeah.
I love his hurdles.
He can jump. He's big. He can
stiff arm.
He's got everything.
I love that stiff
arm,
bro. I love running backs.
Ridiculous.
Stiff arm. Is he your number three as well, Mike?
Yeah, he's my number three.
Okay. Number four, this one's controversial, but it's not, bro. Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell had a bad season last year. He had Adam Gase as his coach, the worst.
Wait, at three? You
worst.
Got Le'Veon?
At four.
Four, okay.
Oh, sorry, we're on number three.
Yeah, we're on number three, I'll say. I got Saquon Barkley. They went through it.
Oh,
Saquon
I had Ezekiel Elliott 3. That's why I got confused.
Yeah, we're
good. Yeah, you're good. I got Saquon. He's got all the attributes. We see him. He can take it the distance.
Right.
He's got all of it.
He's got speed. He's got athleticism.
Yeah.
Hopefully he can last. He had some injuries last year, but nothing too crazy, so I think he'll be all right. Yeah, Le'Veon Bell's my four. He was the first Christian McCaffrey, like I said, he did it on a winning team. He's a dual threat, probably the best dual threat in the league above McCaffrey, I would argue.
Yeah.
He has unbelievable hands. He had a terrible line last year. He came in out of shape because he was holding out, and he has Adam Gase as his coach. I mean, what more? What worse situation? Who has a worse situation than Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah. In 6 seasons in the NFL, Le'Veon Bell's got 6,125 yards rushing. with 3,121 yards receiving. So you're talking like 600 yards. So CMC passed him up a little bit, but that's still remarkable. 38 touchdowns. That's a great, great running back. I got at four, I got the freight train, Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I got Derrick Henry at four.
Derrick Henry had 1,500 yards last year. When he came out, he really wasn't living up for the hype.
It
took him like 2 years. This third year, he was pretty good. But last year, we all saw it. He took the team to the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. Ryan Tannehill played great. He made the passes when he needed to. His deep balls.
But it was all on Derrick Henry.
Yeah, it was all Henry. The whole offense is around Derrick Henry. The offensive line, he's just a great talent.
He had 16 rushing touchdowns last season. And he was still getting 5.1 yards per carry, going over 1,500. He's a beast and a workhorse.
Yep. Yeah, Derrick Henry's my number five, rounding out the top five. Like you said, over 5 yards a carry last year, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. I hope he can keep it up, because I think it's, you know, he had an elite season, but last year was not an elite season, so that's why he's my number five.
I got you.
His longevity is a little bit of a question for me, though, because how will he be able to take these big hits? Will he be able to take these 30 carries a game through the next 5 years?
They're scared of him. They move out of the way. Safeties, the only ones that like to challenge him are like Jamal Adams, Derwin James. All those other guys want to move out of the way. Those old guys, the only ones that can take him down are linebackers. Linebackers, the only one can take him down. He just goes through defensive linemen, too. He just falls forward.
I mean,
they can't even take him down. He's 265 going right at their face.
Wasn't Earl Thomas like, oh, our job is to tackle him. We'll get that done. And they
got, like,
just, like, stiff
arms. Yeah, hands. Like, no. Derrick Henry's a freak.
He's young. He's young, but we got a number five.
I got five. I got Lev Bell.
Yes, sir.
Come at me all you want. Le'Veon Bell.
He's an incredible running
back. He's a top five back. He's going to get 1,300 yards this year. He's going to have 700 yards receiving.
I hope.
They didn't have tackles. They didn't have tackles last year.
Mekhi Becton's a huge addition for
and
them.
And Adam Gase is finally realizing he's losing his team, and he needs to build around his running back. When he came in, he's like, oh, I would have never picked Le'Veon Bell as my running back. I would have never paid him. Well, then he realized he better start building around him, or he's going to lose that whole team, and he's going to be fired. So Le'Veon Bell's going to have a big year.
And I think he will be fired after this year. Regardless, yeah. Even if they're like 7-9.
They won some big games last year. They beat Pittsburgh.
Yeah, down the stretch they were good, but yeah.
Beat the Cowboys. They beat some teams.
At five, I got Nick Chubb. He was 6 yards short of 1,500 yards.
One season.
Yeah, he had eight rushing touchdowns. He was working with the 23rd best line according to Pro Football Focus. So it's amazing that you can get that many rushing yards. Still averaging 5 yards per carry. And almost 300 rushes, though.
I think we got to pump the brakes on Nick Chubb a little bit.
He's very disrespected, Charlie. Very.
He's not too far down my list, but one season, never judge a player based on one season. Never. I take Kareem Hunt above Nick Chubb, by the way. Kareem Hunt is not on my list. Not because he's not top 32, because I didn't know where to put him.
Nick Chubb, I almost put him in my top five. He's a great back, but I'm giving it to Le'Veon. I gave it to Le'Veon Bell because I see greatness.
He does more than – I think Nick Chubb's a really
good
running
back. He does more. He can catch – yeah, he's just a running back. Complete. All right. Six, I got Todd Gurley. Come at me, bro. Come at me. The 2018, when the Rams won the Super Bowl, they had the sixth-ranked offensive line in all 16 games. They had every offensive line play together the whole season. The chemistry was there. Every five was there. The next season, they lost Saffold, they lost Sullivan, and they were like the bottom five of the league. So come at me, Todd Gurley in five seasons, 5,440 yards rushing, 58 touchdowns, 2,025 yards receiving, three-time Pro Bowler. So come at me. I don't care. 857 yards. He's going to get 1,300 yards with the Falcons this year. Come at me, Todd Gurley.
I don't think he will. I think
they don't have running backs.
The Falcons have a terrible line.
Are you concerned?
Still.
Or are you concerned about his arthritis, though?
I'm not concerned whatsoever.
I'm very concerned.
He's got so much to prove. He's got a one-year deal. He's got a one-year deal, and everybody's counting him out. All he hears is arthritis, arthritis. McVay lowered his carries. He wants to carry the ball. He said he wants to carry the ball. So what is Dan Quinn going to do? He's going to give him the ball. Todd Gurley, big year.
I agree in the sense that the Falcons are going to run the ball because that's what they do. Similar to the Rams, they run and then they set up the play action Julio over the top. But Todd Gurley can't carry the workload. And like you said, who's the other running back? Ito Smith, he's pretty good. He'll get some touches.
So Todd's going to get the touches. That's what I'm saying. He's going to get the touches, 1,300 yards.
I think.
And Matt Ryan's a veteran. He knows to check it down. Gurley, I got Gurley having 700 yards this year, 1,300 yards.
Arthritis rushing. Never goes away. Never.
Well, yeah.
And I think even if Todd Gurley does have a year of 1,300 yards, how long until he retires? Because his knees are going to be burnt out. He's not going to be able to walk when he's older. He can't do this for 10 more years.
Just watch. Just watch. Go ahead. You guys got to be thinking this about is what everyone's saying. Help. Just watch. Todd Gurley's amazing.
He's got to think about his life after football more so than football. You know what I'm saying? He might, if he evolves into a backup role and wins some championships, that's fine. He preserves his knees.
My dad does tile and hits freaking crowbars into it. 50 years old and he's moving around like a tank. Todd Gurley. My dad runs around. Todd Gurley. People stop
Sorry for the interruption. What were you saying about Todd Gurley?
Just stop disrespecting him. This guy's a 3-time Pro Bowler. Carried his team to the Super Bowl. The whole offensive line was there.
Jared Goff had a good year that year, though. I'm not going to take anything away from him.
But it was Todd Gurley. The whole offensive line was there, and Todd Gurley ran for like 1,400 yards.
Hey, man, that's your opinion. Todd Gurley's lower for me. He's a lot lower for me. Yeah, my number six, Alvin Kamara. I know you're tired of hearing me talk about this guy. He needs more touches, man. His rookie year, he was splitting carries with Adrian Peterson. They traded him away, fine. Then he had Mark Ingram. Then he had Mark Ingram the next year. Then Mark Ingram goes away, and it's like, oh, wow, Alvin Kamara's going to get the touches. No, they signed Latavius Murray. He's getting touches taken away from him. By the way, Latavius Murray almost had as many carries as Alvin Kamara did last year. He had 37 total touchdowns throughout his 3-year career. He's a great dual threat. He has the best balance in the league of any running back. If you see his workout videos, it's unbelievable what he does. Only 10.8 carries per game in his career. 10.8. Guys like Nick Chubb, they're getting 20 carries a game. Alvin Kamara is averaging 10.8 in his career. All I got to say is he needs more touches. He had 4 fumbles last year, which is quite a bit. But 5.0 yards per carry in his career? Come on, man.
At 6, I got a guy who I think is underrated for some people. I got Joe Mixon. I mean, he had a slow start for 8 weeks. He only had one good week where he had 93 rushing yards. That was week 5. I don't remember who they were playing. But after week 9, he started to get up there in yards. Mostly over, some over 100, some like 85 up there. He had bad weeks, week 12 against Jets and week 15 against the Dolphins. But besides that, he had over 1,000 rushing yards, 5 rushing touchdowns, and he was working with the 3rd worst offensive line in the league. I think he's a beast, and I think he'll do better with an increased line.
He's a solid running back.
He's too one-dimensional for me.
I see too much inconsistency, too,
okay,
from Joe. I got
one more thing about Alvin Kamara. He played last year with a torn knee since week 6. So,
okay.
Played half the year with a torn knee.
At 7, I got Nick Chubb. He talked about it. This guy's a big back. He's one-dimensional. He's just going to run the football.
He's going to pound it up the gut.
But this guy in the middle of the field, he's kind of underrated. Like, he could break.
He has sneaky speed.
Got sneaky speed. Like,
so
people disrespect, like, yeah, he took a couple with the distance. I think the Ravens one was like 80. Then he took one for like 60 against Texans, I think. I don't know. He could take it the distance. So
yeah, Nick Chubb's at my number 7 as well. I think it's just a little too soon to put him higher because of he's only had really one elite season. 5.0 yards per carry last season, really good. 5.1 in his career so far. 1,494 yards is great, but my worry is production might go down because Kareem Hunt's there the whole year now. You have Odell, you have Jarvis, Hooper, David Njoku may be there. So his production could definitely see some decrease, although they did increase. They did get the line better. So
they got Kevin Stefanski. They're going to run the ball like crazy. They're going to run the ball, and Stefanski's obviously going to run it up the gut. They're going to punch it down their mouth. That's what he does. Kareem Hunt's going to get more touches, but they're going to use him in the catching out of the backfield.
At 7, I got Alvin Kamara. I was looking at his carries. If he had the same amount of carries as Derrick Henry, he would have had 1,400 rushing yards easily.
Yep.
Yeah, at 5, he stopped 5 rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown last year on a very limited amount of snaps. He only started 9 games, and he's still putting up great numbers.
He's a solid back. I got him at my number 8 as well, Alvin Kamara. 8 Kamara for me, 3 seasons. I'm not too high on this guy, as he said, but I guess, you know, he's right. They had Mark Ingram, you know. He had to split the carries in 3 seasons. He's had 2,400 yards, like, in 3 seasons. So, and he hasn't even played full seasons. He's been dealing with injuries, too.
Yep.
So, like.
One thing I love about Alvin Kamara when you watch, he never takes hits. Like, when, like, if he's getting tackled, he kind of, like, slides on his back and he avoids
he
a lot
could
of
stay
contact.
On his, oh, he could stay on his feet, too. Yeah. Like, he knows how to keep going and moving forward. And he's gotten 243 catches out of the backfield in three seasons. That's
one of the best
crazy.
Dual threats in the league, probably top three.
Oh, yeah. Top three.
So he's your number eight?
He's my number eight.
That's respectable. I got Dalvin Cook at number eight. Dalvin Cook played behind a pretty bad offensive line last year, but I don't know, man. It's a contract year this year. He had 1,400. He was on pace for 1,400 rushing yards in his rookie season until he tore his ACL.
Overrated.
519 yards receiving last year, 1,100 yards rushing with that O-line. And 13 total touchdowns.
He's glass. He's got to stay healthy.
All he did was tear his ACL.
He's glass. All right? He's got to stay healthy.
How can you say that? How can you not say that about Todd Gurley?
And he's trying. Okay, no.
How are you going to say that about him and not Todd
Gurley? Todd still shows up every week, and he gives me 100 yards. I know what I'm getting.
Three carries.
Todd Gurley is an amazing back. Disrespected. He will be in the Hall of Fame.
No. Anyway.
So that, for me, or are you continuing?
Yeah, I guess so. So he could see an increased workload because Gary Kubiak is going to take over the offensive coordinator. And when he was with the Ravens as the offensive coordinator, Justin Forsett had his best season, 1,266 rushing yards. And with Denver as a head coach, they had two running backs with over 700 rushing yards. I think the future's bright for Dalvin Cook. Like you said, maybe he has injury concerns. That may be a valid point. But when he's on the field, he's productive, no doubt.
He's productive.
For me at eight, I got Le'Veon Bell. It's hard to thrive in a system that isn't built for you to thrive. Adam Gase and
this year they changed the system.
Line. I hope I'm sure he'll do better this year. That's why I have him low. He didn't get to thrive. I'm sure he'll do amazing things in the coming future. But yeah, all the stats, I had to put him at eight.
I got you. Number nine, this guy breakout year last year, but even the year before, he didn't get the touches as much. He's kind of shouted out there in Wisconsin. Aaron Jones, this guy is a stellar back, and his stats show it. He had like 15 touchdowns last year.
Aaron Jones is the most overrated running back in the league, and here's why. Packers fans love to tell you, I've said this on different podcasts, they love to say, oh, we have no weapons on offense. That's why it's the same thing with Michael Thomas. How do you think he got 1,700 yards? Because they force feed him the ball. It's the same thing with Aaron Jones.
Nearly 1,100 yards last year, 16 TDs. 1,558 total scrimmage yards. It says elsewhere. And look at Green Bay. They would have not made the playoffs if it wasn't for Aaron Jones.
I think they would
have. Yeah,
no, they would have not. You think Jamal Williams? Jamal Williams.
No.
Jamal Williams.
No.
I'm going to say that again. One more time. Jamal Williams is going to carry the load.
I think any other running back could succeed in that system.
Gus Edwards is way better than him. The third string Ravens running back, I don't even know, is way better than him. Jamal Williams is a power back. They run
That's
him in the red
saying.
Zone. Aaron Jones got six. Jamal Williams couldn't even run his roll. He's in there for the red zone to get touchdowns, and he couldn't even get touchdowns last year.
I
think he had two
I'm
touchdowns.
I'm not saying he's good.
Aaron
I'm not
Jones
saying he's
had
good.
16 as a small running back. Are you serious?
He's getting
disrespect. Aaron Jones is going to go for 1,300 yards this year, 1,200 yards. He had 1,100 last year. He's
going to
go up 1,200, 1,300 this year. And he's going to carry the load. Green Bay won't make the playoffs, but 1,300 yards for Aaron Jones.
That's bold. I don't know, man. I don't agree with that. My number nine is Chris Carson. Over in Seattle, they have a terrible, terrible offensive line. He still managed to get 4.5 yards per carry in his entire career. Nine touchdowns last season in total, and he's had back-to-back 1,000-yard rushing seasons. I don't know how you couldn't give this guy credit. He has a terrible offensive line, and he makes it work. What's there to not like about Chris Carson?
Yeah, his fumbles. He fumbles. Most of the league for running backs.
I'm not going to lie. But my thing about
he's got to get better at catching out of the backfield.
Yes, but he doesn't, though, because they have Rashad Penny and Carlos Hyde who can do that. So
Penny,
he really doesn't.
Penny, though, since he's came in, they dropped him at SDSU, and he has done with actually injuries.
Yeah.
His rookie season and last year. Last year, he started breaking out for them, but guess what?
Injuries.
Then injuries.
Yeah,
that's the thing I'm seeing.
That's what I wrote down on my notes, is that he may see less touches, you know, just like other guys on this list, because they have Rashad Penny, they have Carlos Hyde, they drafted
Hyde is
DJ
terrible.
Dallas.
Hyde is terrible.
They
gave him 1,000 off 250 attempts last year.
Yeah.
That is.
But
terrible.
he's still gonna get touches regardless.
Okay.
That's my main.
Hey, I'll say this though. Chris Carson is a dog. I'd say he's a shadow man in the NFL.
Yeah.
He had 2,600 yards rushing the last 2 years. The last 2 years and 16 touchdowns, and doesn't have a Pro Bowl. doesn't have a Pro Bowl. This is the thing I have to say. Your man, Alvin Kamara, he deserves a Pro Bowl after 800 rushing yards and 400 receiving yards.
In, like,
this guy's
six
got
games?
1,300 yards.
He gets 800 rushing yards in 12 games.
He has more scrimmage yards than him, and he's not making the Pro Bowl. So, I don't know, man.
Pro Bowl means nothing, though. Come on. Trubisky made the Pro Bowl. Tannehill made the Pro Bowl.
Tannehill played great last year. He actually deserved
for
it.
For six games, why should he have to make... Anyway.
Okay, whatever.
All right, for number nine... Oh, are you going to continue?
No. It's all you. Go ahead. All
right, for number nine, I got Dalvin Cook. He's shifty. He's got great speed. He's elusive. He only played 14 games, yeah. And he had over 1,013 rushing touchdowns. 4.5 yards per carry. He's a dog. He's going to be a big part of the offense without Stephon Diggs there.
I agree.
All right. Number 10, as he just said, he's got to carry the load. Minnesota, Dalvin Cook, he's got to carry the load, man. Yeah. Minnesota, they got a young secondary. He's got to run. They got to control the time of possession, and they can't leave it in.
I think Kubiak's going to get the best out of him. I really do. I think Dalvin Cook can have, like, an all-pro kind of year.
All right. I'm taking.
That's
your
not
word
even
for
a
it.
Stretch, though. You know,
I'm taking your word for it.
They might pass the ball. They didn't even pass the ball that much that last year, but they may pass it even less.
Okay.
Number 10, I got Joe Mixon. He plays in a just terrible situation. Terrible offensive line. One of the worst in the league. Matter of fact, it's ranked 30th by PFF. He had over 1,000 yards in back-to-back seasons. 8 touchdowns last year. Their highest graded offensive lineman by PFF was Trey Hopkins at 62.8.
Oh.
62.8 was the highest graded lineman. And he still put up 1,000 yards.
Pro Football Focus.
Yes, sir.
At 10, I got Aaron Jones. Man's a dog. 19 total touchdowns. Ooh. I mean, it's hard not to like that.
Yeah.
You said you force-feed him, but there are guys on my list that I've been force-fed and are getting less than 4 yards per carry. He's still getting 4.6, getting 1,000 yards. Almost 500.
Yeah,
almost 500 receiving yards too. Man's a beast.
Dude, like, stop disrespecting Aaron Jones. You'll see this year. Are you gonna give disrespect after this year?
I'm saying he's not a top 10 running back.
Okay, so why is he not? Why are you giving? Okay, obviously they're way too different players. But Zeke, you even said it earlier. Zeke's got a great O-line. Why are you not going to give Aaron Jones respect?
Because when I watch Zeke, I can see that he's an elite running back. When I watch Aaron Jones, I just see him getting the ball every possession, whether it's running or getting the ball in the backfield.
Aaron's like a .185, and he was breaking tackles and taking it the distance.
Aaron Jones,
a small back.
He either puts up incredible numbers, like 150, like you said, total yards, or he puts up nothing because they force-feed him. And when it doesn't work, when they force-feed him, they don't win.
I mean, yeah, but they also have the Bears in that division, so you're going to force-feed him.
I love
Bears
Aaron,
defense.
But...
Bears defense.
I love Aaron Rodgers, no disrespect. But he got carried by Aaron Jones last year.
I completely agree that Aaron Rodgers was carried, but not by Aaron Jones. It was the defense.
They had a great defense, but to stay on the field, it was Aaron Jones, controlling the time of possession.
I'm just saying he's not a top 10 back.
Okay. Number 11, as I said, I call him the Shadow Man out there up in Seattle.
Chris Carson.
This guy's a dog, man. They're trying to bring in Carlos Hyde, pointless money where they could have brung in someone else, but
yeah,
go ahead and give waste. I guess they can use him in the red zone, guys. Use him in the red zone.
I think they're just being cautious. Chris Carson was injured a little bit last year, so was Rashad Penny. So they're probably
Carson played like 13 games last year, 14. He got hurt right at the end of the year,
yeah,
right
he
before
got
the,
hurt
playoffs.
In
the
playoffs.
So. Did you hear the playoffs? He got hurt right at the end of the year. He's always been healthy.
Yeah. I got, what do you have to say?
I was going to say, I have Chris Carson at 11. I only have him so low at 11 because of the 8 fumbles. It's really a concern. If you say he played 13 games, it's 5 games without
he's
a fumble.
He's playing up there in Seattle. He's getting like 25, 30 touches a game on the ball.
No, fumbles are definitely a concern, but if you can look past that, I mean, they're winning games anyway.
They're winning games.
My number 11 is Leonard Fournette. He had an okay season last year. This is really...
Leonard...
This spot seems high, but it also doesn't if you look at who's below him, to be honest. I think he's better than the guys that I'll get to.
No, he's a dog.
He needs to have a big season, though, otherwise... Well, he needs to have a big season to get paid, but is he raising his draft stock, potentially? Will he be traded from Jacksonville? They seem to be going through the midst of a rebuild. He's still young, but he could easily be dealt.
They don't want him. They don't want him. I'm a big Leonard fan as well. They don't want him, though.
I do have to say his yards per carry in his career have been pretty low, man. 4 yards per carry in his career... He's dealt with a pretty good offensive line, too, so I don't really know what the issue is with Leonard. I hope he has a big season, and I hope he finds a home if it's not in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Moving on to number 12, I got Melvin Gordon. Now, some people say, oh, well, last season he was terrible. Melvin Gordon, 3 seasons before that, was elite. Never judge a player based on 1 season. I cannot stress that enough.
Oh, my
gosh. He came late to the season last year.
Let me say this right now. Melvin Gordon, the Chargers were top five in rushing the first 6 weeks, and he ruined the whole chemistry of the Chargers. The Chargers fell to the bottom five of the league, and they couldn't run the football. So guess what happened? Phillip Rivers threw 20 interceptions. They left it in Rivers' hands.
You're blaming Melvin Gordon.
It's all Phillip Melvin Rivers' Gordon.
Interceptions.
Yeah.
That's a stretch.
Can't run the ball. You can't.
No, I'm joking. The offensive line was terrible, but we couldn't run the ball.
They had a terrible O-line. He struggled early on because he came in out of shape because he held out. That just goes to show you don't hold out. But he ended up picking up steam at the end of the season. He joins a stacked offense in Denver. Phillip Lindsay and he will probably split carries, I would imagine. And they have Jerry Jeudy and Drew Locke and Noah Fant. So his production may not ever be Pro Bowl again, but maybe it will. Who knows?
All right, at 12, I got Leonard Fournette. This guy's probably going to get dealt, you know, probably for a draft pick or something. I don't know. There. Before the season, there was a lot of stuff going on with the locker room with Leonard, and I think it was contract talks too, but yep. He wants his money, but he's worth the money, man. Rushed for 1,152 yards last year.
Showed some improvement.
And let me say this, catching the ball out of the backfield. Yeah. That's what they said. They said, Leonard, we'll probably pay you, but we want to see be able to be versatile. And Leonard did that. He had 500 receiving yards out of the backfield last year. Yeah. So
he's at 12 for me too. I wrote down his receiving yards increased. And he was getting 4.3 yards per carry. And his offensive line ranked 26th in the league.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big year for Leonard.
13. Josh Jacobs, rookie year. It may be a little early for the spot, but when I watch Josh Jacobs, I can tell he's a solid running back. 1,150 yards and 7 touchdowns. There was no threat of a passing game for that offense, so
he only played like 13 games.
Yeah.
So he could add like, I don't know, at least 1,350.
They do have a pretty good O line, but I don't know.
Best O line in football.
Eagles.
No, I got Raiders' best offensive line in football. Richie got Cognito, Trent Brown.
But regardless, he needs to improve his ability to catch the ball because he is extremely one-dimensional. I wouldn't want to build around a player who can't really catch the ball out of the back.
All right, Nat. 13, I got Marlon Mack. I mean, he may have had the third best ranked offensive line, but he only started 12 games and he had 1,000 rushing yards. He didn't have a lot of touchdowns.
He only started 12 games, but he didn't only play 12 games.
He's barely getting 1,000 yards, Michael, and that offensive line was like the best offensive line in football.
Yeah, basically, I mean, he had 8 touchdowns. I said he didn't have a lot, I meant receiving. He's not a good receiving back out there, but I do like him as a rusher. He was putting up 4.4 yards per carry. I mean, it's pretty like
he's
average.
Like he's,
but
I've watched his game. He kind of reminds me of a worser Nick Chubb. He doesn't run as hard. He doesn't go in between. He's got a better line. Nick Chubb just runs harder. Every time he touches the ball, he wants to go out there and run someone over. Mm-hmm. At 13, I got the guy out there in Cincinnati, Joe Mixon. He's solid. He started off the year last year kind of rough, but
terrible.
He called himself out and he said I need to pick up my game.
Right.
And he came out and he got back up to like 1,100 yards last year. So big year for Joe. He's going to be 1,100 yard rusher probably for the next 6-7 years.
All right, moving on to number 14. I got Aaron Jones, 19 total touchdowns last year, just over 1,000 yards, barely 4.6 yards per carry. Like I said, they force feed him the ball. There's nobody else in that offense, so. I don't have much else to say about that.
14, I got a guy who had limited carries because of his quarterback, Mark Ingram. I got him at 14. He only had 202 rushing attempts. He still broke 1,000 yards, and he was getting 5 yards per carry. I can only imagine what he would have if he was getting more carries.
Right.
I think he's a great running back. Yeah. That's why I have him so high.
14. I got the guy out in Vegas, Josh Jacobs. As I said, this guy's a tank, and he's legit. He came out of the draft, and there wasn't many good running backs out of the draft last year. He was one of the only
few. He was the cream of the crop, man.
Yeah, he was the cream of the crop, and he came out, and he produced out there for Oakland. So they're going to need it this year if they want to make the playoffs and to save his quarterback from losing his job.
Yeah, 15, I got Mark Ingram. I think Mark Ingram's an underappreciated running back. He has to play with Lamar Jackson. And then, of course, his backups are even good. Gus Edwards is a really solid running back. He's been over 1,000 yards 3 of the last 4 seasons, 4.6 yards per carry in his career. He really does get overlooked. He's a really solid running back.
Yeah, he has his whole career.
He also had a career high in receiving touchdowns last year with 5.
15, I got Todd Gurley. Yeah, he had a lackluster, to say, year in the rushing category. Less than 1,000, 3.8 yards per carry, but he was also getting touchdowns. He was a crucial back for that system. He was splitting carries with, what, Malcolm Brown?
Yep.
And he was being taken out in clutch scenarios by Sean McVay because he was worried he wanted to save him for later. Because that's what he was doing in the playoffs the year before with C.J. Anderson, or a couple years before. I don't remember how long. But
media.
Yeah.
And at 15, I got this man, probably one of my favorite running backs. I wanted my team to trade for him at the trade Melvin Gordon for him because not a big fan of him. Jordan Howard, you saw the production. The Bears didn't run the ball good last year, and their running's only gone down since they got traded Jordan Howard away. So Jordan Howard's had 3,900 yards in four seasons, 30 touchdowns, and out there in Philadelphia, they just gave up on him.
Right.
Like, I know they didn't want to pay him. They're up against the salary cap anyways. That's why they had to let Malcolm Jenkins go. But, you know, they probably could have gave him a cheap contract and he could have stayed there in Philly. He's a solid back.
Well, the Eagles,
he runs hard.
He does. I like Jordan Howard, but he's lower on this list for me because the offensive line in the Eagles is really good, top five in the league, and now he goes to Miami, where his offensive line is bottom five of the league, so he could definitely struggle. He's also going to.
This is where we're going to see if Jordan's really legit, because when he was running the ball with Chicago at the time, they had a pretty good O-line, and then now Philadelphia, they had a good O-line, and now we're going to Miami.
And with Jordan Howard back in Chicago, and he's working with John Fox. John Fox was old school. He loved to run the ball. That's what we saw in Chicago, and that's why he excelled. When you look at his yards per carry, he had like one or two runs a year where he got a 40-yard run. And that's what brought his yards per carry up. Otherwise, he was subpar to 4 yards per carry.
But what you want to do, what you want to have is you want to have a guy like that. You want to be able to control the time of possession of the game. That's how you win football games. You see the Ravens last year, like 14-2. They just pounded the ball. That guy, every time he goes into him, he's Derrick Henry. He goes right at the gut and he falls forward. He doesn't fall backwards.
I think he's a pretty mediocre at best running back, but you know.
They just see.
We'll see how he does in Miami. Moving on to 16, I got Philip Lindsay. Not a huge fan of Philip Lindsay. He has injury concerns. He really only has speed. I mean, he's not a great receiver out of the backfield. He just is a speed guy. That's really all he is, and speed guys don't really last in this league. 2 1,000-yard seasons to start his career, 4.9 career yards per carry. But how long will that last?
Yeah, I like Philip Lindsay. He had 7 touchdowns. I do not have him. I have him a little lower on my list, though. But at 16, I have Josh Jacobs. He did start 13 games, over 1,000 yards rushing, 7 rushing touchdowns, 4.8 yards per carry. I think he's a beast. I think that system of John Gruden, I think he will excel for years to come, especially with that offensive line.
Yeah, at 16, I got Melvin Gordon. I love the guy, though. I loved him. I was happy we had him back. Phillip Rivers didn't play good last year, but the offensive line. I was looking forward to being a Charger fan of having a big year. Melvin Gordon came back and he had his games, but you know, consistency is a problem. But I'm saying he's a very versatile back and he can catch the ball out of the backfield and he can't go down sometimes in the open field. So.
Okay. I got Marlon Mack at number 17. 1,000 yards last year, missed 2 games. They have a really good O-line. Quentin Nelson is the best guard in football. He had 8 touchdowns. I really just think he's an average running back. Barely got 1,000 yards, 8 touchdowns. With that O-line, I think if you put him in a different situation, he doesn't succeed.
He's a second string.
I think I have about 17, a guy Charlie despises. I got James Conner at 17.
Great back.
James Conner did not make my list. He's not a top 32.
He's a great back. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, he was heavily injured last year. I got that he only played 10 games.
Man.
He was getting 4 yards per carry with bad quarterbacks. If you can't throw the ball, how are you going to run the ball?
Okay, but they have an incredible offensive line, and he's getting only 4 yards per carry.
Yeah, but still, again, you have to be able to pass the ball.
All of their guys are getting older. Their pass blocking grades are still top 10 in the NFL. Their running grade, they haven't been able to run the football like they have. Their offensive line, their guys are getting a lot older. They're like 32, 33.
Yeah, he only had 116 attempts. Almost got to 500 before injuries plagued the rest of the season.
17. I got Philip Lindsay, as he said, 2,100 yards in the last 2 years. And to be honest with you, I like the signing of John Elway. I know he's trying to have a two-headed monster, but this guy has been disrespected. He came out, he made his way up. He was an undrafted, came up. His first year, everybody loved him. Like, wow, we like this guy in his afro. He's got some swag to him. And then last year, everyone said, dude, what happened to this guy? He had the same exact season. I know what I'm getting. I'm getting almost 1,100 yards, and he's going to run the ball hard. He's like a little Aaron Jones. Solid back.
18, I got Todd Gurley. He had some great years in his prime, one of the best running backs in the league. 58 touchdowns in his 5 years, but like we touched on earlier, arthritis doesn't go away, and the Falcons have a really poor offensive line. They're young, so they could get better, you know, Caleb McGarry and Chris Lindstrom, but they're still a bad offensive line, so I don't see Todd Gurley having 1,000 yards.
Okay.
At 18, I got Philip Lindsay. He's working with the 12th best line, according to Pro Football Focus. I mean, and he was getting 4.5 yards per carry, too. I think he had more limited snaps. I don't know exactly why, but he only had 224 compared to the other guys who have been in the high 200s. He had 7 rushing touchdowns. I think he can work on his receiving a little bit more. He had only 200, but it's still solid for running back.
Solid. 18, I got a... He's just disrespected now these days. David Johnson. David Johnson, man. 18 David Johnson. In 4 seasons he's played, he's had 3,128 yards in 4 seasons played, 33 TDs, and 5,280 scrimmage yards in 4 seasons. Go ahead and disrespect David Johnson.
I will. David Johnson did not make my list.
And they gave up on him in Arizona. Why he stopped producing is because Arians left and he fit the system. They were lining David Johnson up on the outside.
So you're basically saying he's a system player.
He's a system running back. So that's why they gave up on him in Arizona, and that's why the Texans traded for him. Because Bill O'Brien's going to use him. He loves receiving backs. That's why he brought in Duke Johnson. But he knew Duke Johnson was weak. No offense. David Johnson's hungry. People are laughing at his contract and saying he doesn't got anything left. Four seasons, 3,128 yards. He's been dealing with health, 33 touchdowns. He can get 700 yards a season out of the backfield, and that's what they need. Their offensive line is not great. All they got is Laramie. They're going to check it down, and David Johnson's going to have a big year. They're going to line him up outside. They're going to use him, move him around in the slot. They might freaking throw him around in the middle of the field. David Johnson, 18.
David Johnson.
Come at me.
The number one rule of football is never judge a player based on 1 year. That's my number one rule. David Johnson is the perfect example of that. He had one elite season. One. And what happened after that? Nothing. He's not that good of a player. He's not a top 32 running back in the league.
Okay. Just watch him this year.
All right, moving on to number 19. I got Austin Eckler. Austin Eckler, he's okay. I mean, I think he has potential to be better than he is, but that offensive line is holding him back a lot. He had an underwhelming 4.2 yards per carry last season, and the year before he had 5.2. So I don't know what happened. I don't know if... You know, it was strictly the offensive line, but the offensive line didn't get that much worse over the course of 1 year. I hope he can get into the 1,000-yard rushing club without Melvin Gordon. He'll be getting the majority of the touches, but regardless, I mean, he had 993 yards receiving last year, which is a career high, and 11 total touchdowns. He's a really good player, but he needs to step it up this year.
For 19, I got a guy who I think is underrated, Carlos Hyde. He's working with the 20th offensive line in the league. He had 245 attempts, and he had 4.4 yards per carry. He broke 1,000, and he had 6 rushing touchdowns. I think he's underrated. He's not going to have a great time out in Seattle, of course, because now he's...
He'll get it in the red zone. He'll get a lot of touchdowns this year.
But I definitely did like how he was out in Houston.
19, I got this guy. This guy could be a top 10 back in the NFL, but a lot of stuff happened. He got cut by the Chiefs in 5 games, and then... you know, Kareem Hunt, this guy just can straight out ball his rookie season. He had like 1,300 yards rushing, I think almost 1,400, I think. This guy's not going to get the touches as much, obviously behind Nick Chubb. But if he can get out in free agency, you know, maybe after this year, I think he's a free agent.
Yep.
If he can find somewhere where he could be a number one and fight for it, he can be back up to that 1,000-yard rusher.
I'm a big fan of Kareem Hunt. I love what he brings to the table. I think... If you judge him based on his first 2 years in the league, I think he's easily top 6, top 7 back in the league. But
yeah.
Now he's in a terrible situation where he's playing playing behind everybody, but he's definitely a starting caliber running back.
He's so elusive.
I wish my team had him. Great receiver out of the backfield. He didn't make my list, like I said earlier, just because I don't know where to rank him based on last year.
Yeah, I got you.
For Kareem Hunt, where do you think he should go after this season?
Houston. Jacksonville, if they get rid of
Leonard. Houston, they got David for the next 2 years, 3 years. Duke Johnson's going to be their receiving back.
I would love him in Miami. I would love him, but I don't see it happening.
Yeah, they're gonna roll with Duke Johnson.
Maybe Buffalo, but they might like.
They like Singletary. Like, he played great last year.
He's on my list.
He played great. All right,
20. I got Kenyon Drake. If you look at the stats, he had an incredible season with Arizona, and Arizona's got a terrible offensive line. Like, how is he doing this?
Yeah, yeah.
4.5 yards per carry last season. He was never utilized in Miami with Adam Gase because, you know, we hate Adam Gase, but...
He fits the system.
817 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns last season with a terrible line. He played with the Dolphins for 6 games last year, so his average was the whole season.
For the Arizona average, I have 5.2 yards per carry with Arizona.
Yeah, he fits the scheme. That's why they traded for him.
With a full season as a starting running back, he can do some serious damage. He's only 26 years old. I mean, he could be a really good
I think back. That Thursday night football game went for like $1.80. He went nuts.
He's really fast, really good out of the backfield.
Yeah. Oh, at 20, I got Melvin Gordon. I do like the potential. Hopefully he can play better in Denver than he did last year in Los Angeles, not San Diego. Almost said San Diego. 11 games, only had 600 yards, 3.8 yards per carry, but he did have 8 rushing touchdowns. So he was effective in the red zone, but I think he does need to step up on the open field. I mean, Chargers did have a battle line, so I guess you can put that.
Yeah, the offensive line was moved around like every week. It was so bad. Sam Tevy, you know, his name. They're just all bad.
Hard for him to succeed in that.
Yeah. At 20, I got this man. I've been super high on this guy, and I think he will take the next step, and they're going to need him if they want to win some football games. Sony Michel out of Georgia, 2 years. Sony Michel's got 900 yards back-to-back seasons in 2 years, 13 touchdowns, but I can see the 1,100, 1,200 yards in him, but he had a bad year last year compared to his rookie season.
He had a really bad year.
And in his rookie season, he had 900 yards, and he only played 13 games. So... He could have easily had 1,100 yards, and that season he took a big decline. So we'll see what happens this year with Sony Michel.
Okay, 21, I got Miles Sanders. Good offensive line. I mean, I think that helps his play. 1,327 total scrimmage yards last year with 6 touchdowns. You know, people love to say there's no weapons for Carson Wentz, so I don't think he got force-fed the ball, but I think he was the main weapon on the offense. They have a great offensive line. That's why I think he's lower on this list than a lot of people may think he is, but... He has a pretty bright future.
Oh,
I do think
very, very bright future.
At 21, I got Austin Eckler. Great receiving back. He had 993 receiving yards. He was 7 off of that 1,000 mark. He had 500 rushing yards, but he only had 132 attempts. Not a whole lot. He was getting over 4 yards per carry. Yeah, 3 rushing touchdowns and 8 receiving touchdowns.
Yeah, he was balling out the first like 5-6 games before Gordon came back, and then when he was coming in the game, he wasn't getting really many touches, so he just kind of was out of sync. They tried to get Gordon's numbers up and get him back in the system, and it just didn't work out. 21, I got Miles Sanders out in Philadelphia, one of Wentz's weapons, very versatile back. Like a newer David Johnson, younger. He can catch balls out of the backfield, move around. He's a bright star for Philadelphia for the next 6-7 years.
Okay. Sony Michel's my 22. Promising rookie season, but last year he looked slow. He looked predictable. That was one big thing. I didn't watch a whole lot of Patriot games, but the ones I did, he looked so predictable. I could tell what move he was going to do. Like he just has no elusiveness whatsoever. But he is one of those Georgia running backs. They produce great running backs. Gurley, Chubb. DeAndre Swift, maybe.
They didn't get him outside much last year. They ran it up the gut too much, and that's what New England does. They bring a lot of people in tight ends, but I think they need to get it outside more with Sony.
I think he's extremely one-dimensional, which is – this is my biggest concern with him. He is a one-dimensional running back. He can't catch out of the backfield. And the Patriots system specializes in running backs who can catch out of the backfield. So if he's not going to be become this receiving threat out of the backfield with the Patriots, he never
will. Oh, that's why they got James, Charlie. James is only 28. He's got like four more great
but
years.
But that, if you're a running back, you always want to get better. You always want to look for ways to get better. You got to become the receiving threat. And what better system do it in New England? All right.
Definitely. 22, I got Kenny Drake. He was terrible with the Dolphins. That's definitely the case. But with Arizona, 8 games, 600 rushing yards, 8 rushing touchdowns, and 5.2 yards per carry. Everything is better with him in Arizona than he has in probably his career. I don't think his career.
Yeah, we'll see, though. Like, Kenyon, I won't say, I'd say he balled last year. I'll say he balled, you guys, but that's 8 games. They're gonna plan for him more, so let's see if he can keep that consistency coming with those 100-yard games. 22, I got the guy out in Pittsburgh, James Conner. He nearly had 1,000 yards in 2018, and he had 500 yards receiving out of the backfield. 2019, he was dealing with injury every game. He was in and out of the lineup. He was there week 1, week 2, banged up with his back. You know, week 3, questionable, and then he played week 4. Like, the system was he was it was just all messed up. He didn't have Big Ben. The field's going to open more. They're going to be able to run the football. And I think James Conner goes back to that 1,000-yard guy, 500 yards receiving out of the backfield. Solid bet.
Okay. I strongly disagree. I got Devin Singletary coming in at the 23 spot, the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Really, really solid rookie season. 775 yards and 4 total touchdowns. Averaged 5.1 a carry. I don't know why the Bills didn't give him the ball more. This doesn't make any sort
no
of sense.
No disrespect
to
the Hall of Famer Frank Gore, but he did not run the ball good last year. They should have just fed Singletary.
I think he was under 4 yards per carry. I don't know why they didn't. He showed promise when he's on the field. Super elusive. My concern with him is his size. He's a little bit of a smaller running back, so he may get banged up, but he hasn't so far, so maybe I'm wrong.
He could stay low. He's like a Darren Sproles. He bounces around. He's fun.
They drafted Zach Moss from Utah. The running back position, real threat. No, I'm just kidding. He probably won't affect touches, but
yeah,
that's the guy that's backing him up.
No, he won't.
At 23, I got Adrian Peterson. He was working with a pretty good O-line with the Redskins. 13th best offensive line in the league. He was 102 yards short of 1,000 yards, but he did have 5 rushing touchdowns and was getting 4.3 yards per carry. He's catching Walter on those rushing touchdowns. I don't want to see it, but hopefully he does. He's a great running back.
At 23, I got, like we said, overrated. I think he's a little overrated. He's going to get replaced here next year, I think. Marlon Mack. Well, he could. It depends.
He drafted Jonathan Taylor, but he's not.
Yeah. We'll Jonathan see. Taylor. They drafted Jonathan Taylor. He could get replaced, but he could not. It depends on Phillip Rivers' play. Because if Phillip Rivers has a good year, every time Phillip Rivers has, like, thrown about under 14 interceptions, he's like made the playoffs, or he's almost made it. He's got 9-7. So it just depends on Phillip Rivers' play. Lower the turnovers, feed the ball to Marlon Mack, and you know maybe he gets the job next year.
Maybe. I got Jordan Howard at 24, the man from Miami. I think he has good skills, but I don't know. He's behind a bad offensive line now.
Yeah.
And he's going to see the majority of snaps at running back. But if Matt Breida comes out and averages 5.5 yards a carry like he has in his career, he's going to take that spot easily.
Yeah. More versatile.
Easily, yeah.
Yeah, 24, I got Sonny Michel. Less than 4 yards per carry with the Patriots. Like you guys said, they need to utilize him a little bit better in the run game. He needs to be a receiving back. He's good, but he can obviously
improve. In New England, people were giving Tom stuff last year, but they were moving the ball with not a great team, and Sonny wasn't running the ball good in the red zone last year. Compared to his rookie season, he was punching it in. He couldn't even get it in.
Right.
Like, they were on first and goal, second and goal, so he's got to improve that goal line. That's why they got him there, too. 24, I got he's stellar. Mark Ingram.
That's really low for me.
He's a stellar guy, but I know he's going to be replaced, and I know he's gone over 1,000.
Right, they have J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah, he's going to be replaced, but I know he's a great back, but he's not that versatile. Okay, so I got him down here at 24. I think there's some guys above him that are more elusive, younger, faster. But Mark Ingram's got another good year or two of 1,000 yards.
Okay. 25, Raheem Mostert. I don't know. He's good when he's on the field. Really small sample size. That's why he's really low on this list. 5.6 yards per carry, 772 yards, 8 touchdowns. And he was splitting carries with Tevin Coleman and Matt Breida. So he could step up, but he's honestly kind of old. He's like 28, 29.
No, but he was balling last year. But I can say he's a system running back.
Not to mention they have a great O-line, Kittle can block, and they have a great defense. So when you have a great defense, the offense is always on the field.
I would say two question marks is him and Kenyon Drake. Will they produce again? Because they kind of seem like system running backs.
My thing is Kenyon Drake didn't have a good team around him, though. Offensive line was bad and defense was bad. Okay. For Raheem Mostert, he has a good offensive line and a good defense.
Okay.
25. I got Devin Singletary. Yeah, 5.1 yards per carry last year. Over 700 rushing yards, almost 800. Not a whole lot of touchdowns to show, but I feel like he will be more utilized in this offense.
At 25, I got Raheem Surfboard Morris. We saw his crazy playoff run. Like, he was just running the ball down the throat, as Charlie said. Great bag, great system. We'll see if he can do great in the Kyle Shanahan offense. Everyone does, so.
Yep. That's facts. That's facts. 26, I got Carlos Hyde. I don't think he will be here on this list next year because of Seattle. But
definitely.
He ranked 13 in rushing yards last season. He goes to a stacked running back room in Seattle in a bad O-line. And the Texans also didn't have a good O-line. So I'll give him that. I'll give him credit. But this season is going to be extremely difficult for him to replicate.
He got lucky to even make the list because Lamar Miller got injured. And Lamar Miller right. No, and Lamar
that's
Miller
true.
Was hit.
I
Lamar
agree
Miller
with that.
Was hitting his peak. So, he got lucky to make the list.
And now he's not on a team. Actually, did the Patriots end up signing?
They did.
Right.
But he's already on the POV list.
Yeah.
How are you, Michael? What's your number 26?
26, Damian Williams. He didn't get a whole lot of snaps because of Mahomes throwing the ball. But what he made work with what he had. 4.5 yards per carry, 5 rushing touchdowns, and almost 500 yards. Yeah, only 111 attempts.
All right.
Sad he's opted out now, but... still good back to me.
Yeah, he is. I got the 7-time Pro Bowler here at 26. One of the best running backs of all time. Adrian Peterson.
I thought you were going to say AP.
I was going to say AP. Adrian Peterson, you guys know. This guy's still going to get it done. He's going to go over 1,000 this year. He only had 900 last year. He only had 1,040 scrimmage yards. But I know he's going to want to go out with a banger. I think this might be his last year. He says he wants to chase, you know.
Yeah, he wants to keep playing. Man.
He wants to keep
chase
playing.
Greatness.
Yeah, he wants to get number one.
Didn't
in the
he
run
tear his ACL like twice and he's still going?
He's still going. He tore
his ACL and then won MVP. He's a dog.
He's crazy. Still productive at the end of the day. It's Adrian Peterson. He's still going to get at least 1,000 yards. They're going to need it. That Washington football team is a mess.
Yeah.
So, Adrian Peterson at 26.
I agree. He's my number 27. Like you said, almost 900 yards last season. Crazy. He's 35 years old, man.
I know.
And that's, you know, that's crazy for a running back because they don't last.
Yeah.
Running backs trail off when they're 30, but
yeah.
Adrian Peterson has not.
Got it going.
For me, 27, it's all personal preference. I don't like Miles Sanders as a running back. I'm sure he does have great numbers and he'll probably improve, but I didn't see enough out of him when I would watch the Eagles. He had 800 rushing yards and 4.6 yards per carry, but besides that, I don't like him. Best O-line in the league.
Right.
Okay. 27, I got Devin Singletary, as Charlie said. Great back, a lot of potential. Just feed him the ball this year. They're going to need
him the ball.
Please. Josh Allen's going to need him to run the ball well. It's going to open up the field to get the play action, to get Diggs down the sidelines. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep, 27, Devin Singletary.
All right, I got Ronald Jones, the second at number 28. He had a huge jump because his rookie year he's terrible, 1.9 yards per carry. That's abysmal. That was Kalen Ballage numbers from last year.
That's horrendous.
But he made a significant jump. He averaged 4.2 yards per carry last year. He actually is a pretty good receiving threat. He had 309 yards. He'll probably see the majority of the carries. The Buccaneers signed LeSean McCoy. And they have Keyshawn Vaughn, I think, who's injured. But Brady loves throwing to his running backs. So he'll see some production.
Yes, he will.
I can
sure.
see him having an 800 and 500 season.
Yeah.
For me at 28, I got Raheem Mostert. Most of the running backs in with the 49ers were doing well. But 5.6 yards per carry is still an amazing feat, especially when you've rushed it 137 times. It's a first down every 2 carries.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why I have him low, because everyone seems to succeed with Kyle Shanahan.
Okay. 28, I got Austin Guitar Eckler.
Wow, that's
Eckler.
Low.
28.
That's low for a Charger fan.
Yeah, 28 for Austin Eckler. 1,700 yards receiving in 3 seasons, though. 22 TDs. So this guy's going to get in the end zone. He runs hard. He stays low to the ground. This guy can jump up in the list this year, definitely.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, he didn't get the production. He was number two, but he showed the Chargers that he's worth the contract. So we're going to see this year if he's worth that contract.
All right, coming in at my number 29 spot. He plays in Baltimore behind Mark Ingram, behind Lamar Jackson. It's Gus Edwards, man.
Yeah.
This guy is really underrated. He's
a dog.
700-plus yards in each of his first two seasons. Like I said, he plays behind Lamar and Mark Ingram. He makes the most out of his carries when
he's
on the field.
Every time he's on there.
5.3 yards per carry in his career. He does have a good O-line. But, I mean, he needs to see more touches. Not that he probably will, but if he goes, maybe he could be started on any other team.
He's a Gus Bus.
He makes the most of his carries.
For me at 29, I got Latavius Murray back up to Alvin Kamara, but he still sees some good amount of snaps. 4.5 yards per carry, 5 touchdowns, 600 yards. We haven't really seen him be a starter since days in Oakland. He did go to Minnesota. And he ended up being the starter because of the injuries.
Dalvin, yeah.
He played great that year. 29, I got Carlos Hyde. Yeah, whatever. He had 250 yards attempts rushing.
Right.
He barely went over 1,000. He's just going to go out there and go extinct. I think he's going to bounce around the next 2 or 3 years, and then he'll be dropping the cleats.
Okay.
There you go. Carlos Hyde.
Okay. Number 30, I got another man from Miami, Matt Breida. This is a guy, a lot of these guys lower on the list, they make the most out of their touches, man. He's the fastest player in the NFL, according to the NFL last year. He clocked in 22.3 miles per hour on the field. Crazy. And, Miami is a battle line, though, so I don't think he'll be incredible this year. But, I mean, he managed to get 623 rushing yards playing behind Tevin Coleman and Raheem Mostert. Come on, man.
That's great.
30, Jordan Howard. I loved him in Chicago with John Fox. He was drafted the same year as Ezekiel Elliott. He played 13 games, and he had 1,300 rushing yards his rookie year. No one really remembers that because of how good Zeke was. And I think he did have that step down with the new coach, Matt Nagy. He wasn't used as much because Nagy loves to pass the ball. And then he went to a team where it doesn't use him either. I hope he can do better with the Dolphins, and they utilize him. But, again, the offensive line for him is definitely a concern because he needs a good line.
He does.
30, I got Kenyon Drake.
Wow, that's another low one, man.
He ran the ball.
Your running back
list
is wild, man.
Those 8 games. I these guys are low guys because I didn't see much consistency.
I don't know how you can tell me that there's 29 running backs.
I need it. These guys are low, too, because I want to see if they can do it again.
See,
okay?
I get that, but even in Miami, when he wasn't putting up good stats, but he showed these flashes, and now he's producing, now that he's a starter.
Kenyon Drake, 30.
But, you know, you may not have watched my
he can hop up to top 15, though, for sure, next year.
Okay. 31, David Montgomery. He's young. That's all I can really say for his future. The Bears' O-line is okay. It's not too bad. 889 yards on the ground, but he had so many carries. He really struggled to create space. He doesn't have separation speed. He really – they were preaching out of the draft that he has unbelievable elusiveness. I didn't see that at all. I think he was predictable.
I think he's more
ways.
Shifty than he is elusive. He tries to be patient like Le'Veon Bell was in Pittsburgh, but he just doesn't have that kind of time to try and look for a hole to get through.
Yeah.
Also, he was regarded as a receiving back coming out of college, and he only put up 185 yards. Don't blame him for that entirely, though. Mitchell Trubisky is terrible.
Also, they have Tariq Cohen to use as a receiving back out in Chicago. He didn't make my list, though. 31, I got Kerryon Johnson. His rookie year, he had 5.4 yards per carry. And he played 10 games. He obviously got injured last year.
He's got to stay healthy.
I love Kerryon Johnson.
I've not seen enough of him to make moves.
He ran 150 yards on my Chargers, and that's like all I saw, really.
Yeah.
I think
How much did he run for last year?
Last year he had 400 rushing yards in 8 games.
Yeah, see, so that one Charger game was almost everything.
Yeah,
so he's an all right back. He could score touchdowns, but I maybe there's some – he can have a big year and stay healthy.
We'll see.
31, I got this man. He's back with, Tom Brady, the GOATs. We'll get to that in the next episode. Shady McCoy. Shady McCoy, 6-time Pro Bowler. He's going to get it done. He loves to catch out of the
now
backfield.
Now that he has a ring, probably a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Oh, he's a Hall of Famer for sure. He's going to get a lot of catches out of the backfield from Tom Brady. Bruce Arians is going to let Tom Brady do his system, so he's going to get 700 yards out of the backfield.
Okay. Last person on my list, Latavius Murray. They covered it. He's probably the best running back, backup running back in the league. He splits carries with Kamara, and he does pretty well.
He goes out there and produces. Yeah.
He's behind a good O-line, but solid 4.4 yards per carry, 872 scrimmage yards last year. 6 touchdowns. I mean, I love that of a backup running back.
For me, my last running back is David Montgomery. Tariq Cohen didn't make the list, but David Montgomery did. He played all the games, and he had 242 rushes, and he didn't average 4 yards per carry. I hope he does better. He did have a terrible O-line because everyone was getting injured.
Yeah.
Kyle Long's now retired. I don't know how well he's going to do, but if the quarterback play improves, then I think he will definitely
He was
improve.
A first-round prospect, right?
I think it was like third.
Third round, okay. 32 on my list. I got Charlie said, the Gus Bus. Sure. Gus Edwards. This guy comes out there and produces.
He really does, man. I think he could start on any other team.
Oh, really? Yeah, definitely. He shouted out there in Baltimore.
Absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Countless Sports Podcast. Next episode, we'll be covering the top 32 quarterbacks.